Sit with your back as straight as possible. Legs uncrossed, or Indian style, whatever you're more comfortable with. Hands resting comfortably in your lap, preferably palms up. Bring your shoulders gently back. Chest is lifted and open. And then slightly incline your chin towards your chest. That elongates the neck. Take a nice deep inhale and deep sigh of letting go. Deep inhale, filling your body with energy. And let it go with a deep sigh. Just let go of all the tension. Again, deep inhale, fill your body as if it were a balloon. And then let it go. As you inhale now, bring your shoulders up towards your ears. And then let it go with a deep sigh. Shoulders up towards your ears. And then let it go. Inhale, shoulders up. And let it go. You want to create an intention for the next very precious moments of your life to be for your renewing, rebalancing. This is your time. There's no way you have to be here. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to prove. So whatever you're dealing with in your life, whatever it took you to get here, just place it outside of this room. And in your imagination, you want a creative zone of silence around yourself. So even though you're in a room full of people, you want to create a sense of solitude within the crowd. Begin by relaxing the body. So let the tiny muscles in the scalp soften. Relax. Relax the very top of your head, the crown area. Feel that area soft. Let the tension melt away from your forehead, easing the brow. The temples are soft, like fine silk. Relax your eyebrows. Your eyelids are heavy. Relax the inner corners of the eyes and the area between the eyebrows. Let that area be soft. And now relax the cheeks. Loosen the jaw. Let your lips be soft. Relax the outer corners of the mouth. Let your tongue float freely in the mouth, soft and relaxed. Soften the throat, both the inner throat and the outer throat. And now relax the area between the ears and the shoulders. Your relaxation flowing down your arms, relaxing the upper arms, elbows, lower arms, and wrists. Feel your hands heavy in your lap. Soften the center of your palms in each fingertip. Now relax the chest. Just feel those muscles softening, letting go. Notice the rise and the fall of the chest with each breath. With each exhale, the body relaxes more deeply. As you begin to quiet, you might even notice the beating of your heart. Relax the belly area. Just let that area be soft. Notice the rise and the fall of the belly with each breath. Now relax the pelvic area. Relax the upper back, the mid back, and the lower back. Imagine your vertebrae are in perfect alignment. Space between the spinal cord and the vertebrae. Relax the base of your spine, the tailbone area. Feel your thighs heavy in the chair or on the floor. Relaxing the knees and the lower legs and ankles. Relax the feet and the soles of the feet. And now your toes. So the whole body is relaxed, poised for meditation. If there's any area that's still feeling tense, just breathe very gently into that area in a very gentle sigh of letting go. Your internal organs are working in harmony and health. Create that every cell of your body begins to slow and become peaceful. Taking a moment in profound gratitude for the gift of life, this body that you've been given to experience life. As we move into the meditation, ask your body to be still. Attending to your posture, making sure the back is straight, shoulders gently back, chest lifted and open, chin slightly inclined. And bring your attention to your breathing. So just notice that you're breathing. You're not trying to control the breath. You're just bringing awareness to breath coming in and breath going out. Like a child on a swing. It's as if you could physically see the breath coming in and going out. As if the breath were visible. As thoughts arise, just let them gently float by, bringing your attention back to your breathing. Now we want to bring gentleness to the breath, so you just want the breath to be calm. Also, balance between the inhale and the exhale. To bring balance to the breath, you can mentally count to yourself 1, 2, 3, 4 on the inhale and 1, 2, 3, 4 on the exhale. The lips stay soft and the jaw stays soft. Moving into the purification breaths, earth, water, fire, and air. In our daily life, these are done 5 times each. We do them more extensively in class. So the earth breath is in through the nose and out through the nose. Getting in touch with our covenant with Mother Earth that gives us life. On the inhale, just like a tree draws nutrients from the earth, on the inhale, draw energy from the earth up into your body through the feet, through the base of the spine. On the exhale, feel the tiredness and the stress draining down, leaving the body through the feet, through the base of the spine, back into the earth to be recycled. And the inhale, absorbing the magnetism, that rich energy of the earth, up into your body, restoring every cell of the body to balance. On the exhale, letting go of the polluted energies, the impurities, let them drain down the body. This is all done in your imagination. This breath gives stability, strength. More advanced stage of this practice, you can imagine or get in touch with the field of energy, the magnetic field that surrounds your physical body. And as you're inhaling, you're drawing the magnetism of the earth up into that magnetic field, bringing it into alignment. And on the exhale, radiating magnetism, energy back out into the universe. Drawing upon the qualities of the earth for your daily life, the resilience and strength, solidity, patience, generosity. The flower doesn't force its opening. It's a natural occurrence. Moving into the water, breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. It's a very gentle breath. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. The mouth, as you breathe out, is almost closed. It's a very gentle breath, as if you were breathing out a very fine stream of water. Sometimes working with these breaths, it loosens up stuff, so don't be disturbed about that. If you're coughing, just let it be natural. This breath is very fluid, like the nature of water. As you inhale, bring the attention above the top of your head, imagining a waterfall of crystal clear water. And as you exhale, that water flows down around you and through you, washing clean the outer body, but every cell of the body, getting rid of the waste. If you've been working with these breaths for a while, you might want to, instead of the image of the waterfall, use the image of spirit, that very refined energy flowing down upon you. And if there's any area in your body that's not feeling well or feels stuck, you can concentrate the breath in that area. Or you might feel a tightening in your chest area. You can concentrate the breath in that area as well. To make this applicable to your daily life, there might be areas that you're stuck or you feel a lot of tension. Often it's because we're resisting life the way that it is. So with this breath, we have the image of flowing in the direction that life is going. The water doesn't fight the rocks as it flows downstream. The fire breath is in through the mouth, out through the nose, a more radical form of purification. As you breathe in through the mouth is almost closed, and then you breathe out through the nose. On the inhale, we're drawing in the energy of the sun and the stars, both the seen and the unseen light, bathing in that light, on the inhale, and then radiating light on the exhale. Inhale, feeling that light penetrate every cell of the body. Pausing the breath just for a moment, feeling every cell sparkling in light. And then radiating light, the image of a radiant golden sun in the center of your chest, radiating out in all directions. It's a breath that helps with clarity, also intuition. On the exhale, the images of being a being of light. When you enter a room, you bring light rather than darkness. It's also a breath of authenticity and truth, confronting those areas in life where we haven't been authentic. The mystics sometimes call this breath the breath of truth. And now the air breath in and out through the mouth, very gentle breath, very subtle. And the inhale is as if you were being filled with a gentle breeze. And the exhale, expanding on the breath out beyond the confines of the physical body, expanding into space. Inhale, drawing in fresh energy from the universe. Airing out every cell of your body. Exhale, expanding, dissolving at the same time. It's a breath that is the essence of freedom. You can use the image, if you'd like, of being high in a mountain, perched on the top of a tree like a mighty eagle, unlimited in your vision, uplifted. Now returning to a very gentle breath in and out through the nose. Resting for a moment. In that image of essence. The unifying force of the universe. The all-pervading life and space. Tonight, as we move into our meditation, part of the real power and practice of meditation allows for the space between the thoughts to become larger. Our mind is very active. So tonight we're going to be working with helping to quiet that down, giving you some tools to do that. So continuing to watch your breath. Your own natural form of breathing. And just observing the breath for a moment. And then from a different perspective, rather than identifying with your physical body, see if you can identify with breath. So you become the breath. If you'd like, you can say to yourself mentally, I am breath as you inhale, and I am breath as you exhale. So you're identifying with the energy of the breath. And as the thoughts arise, rather than identifying with the thought, just bring your attention back very gently to identifying with breath. I am breath on the inhale. I am breath on the exhale. The jaw soft, the lips are soft, the tongue is soft. And now we're going to bring a word on the breath, and the word is peace. So as you inhale, you're going to think to yourself, peace. And as you exhale, think the word peace. And now the next stage, you're going to imagine the word peace as if it were written, embedded deep in the center of your chest. So deep in the center of your chest, you're going to imagine the word peace as if it were written right in the center. And with each inhale and exhale, that word becomes a little bit brighter. Peace in, peace out, envisioning that word written deep in the center of your chest. And now you're going to breathe the word peace in and peace out for one cycle. And then the next breath, breathe in nothing and breathe out nothing. Not the word, just the sense of no thought on that breath. And we're going to keep on alternating. So you're going to breathe in peace in, peace out. And the next breath, nothing in, nothing out. So that no thought, and then go back to peace in, peace out, and then no thought in, no thought out. And then now taking it a step further, peace in, peace out, and then the next two breaths, no thought, no thought, no thought, no thought. So you're going to breathe in peace, breathe out peace, and the next two cycles of breath, complete breaths, emptiness on the breath. And as thoughts arise, just let them float by, bringing yourself back to the practice. So try that, please. And now dropping the word peace, just continue to breathe in and out for a few times without getting attached to any thought. It allows you to experience the mind in its relaxed state. And the final stage of the practice is very gently open your eyes, but without focusing them, keeping that same sense of breathing in, breathing out, without focusing on anything externally or any thought. Just try that for a few times. And then gently close your eyes again, going back to the word peace embedded deep in your chest on the inhale and on the exhale. And finally, rather than thinking the word peace, become peace. Bring your family, extended family, into that aura of peace. Without necessarily thinking about their names, just bring in the concept of your family, your extended family, your friends. Bring them into your aura of peace. And finally, imagine the planet surrounded with that aura of peace. and begin to breathe more deeply.